And now for the Inside View Show with host and book critic Salvador Sabasco.
Welcome. We have a KNLE exclusive today. We have Susan B. Meade, author of the new book, Dance with Jesus, From Grief to Grace, published by Morgan James Faith. Perhaps you're still carrying a load, a burden from a loved one who's passed to the other side of life. Perhaps you're in need for God to lift that burden from you. Listeners, we have this opportunity today with the KNLE exclusive to learn from Susan B. Meade. Susan B. Meade, author of the new book, Dance with Jesus, From Grief to Grace. But first, we're going to begin the Inside View Show as we begin every The Inside View Show with John 21:25, which reads, "And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written." Amen. Susan, are you there?
Amen. I concur with that one. I'm here.
All right. Glad to have you. Susan, Sister in the Lord, have you felt God's hand in your life? Have you heard him speak to you?
Yes, I have. And you know, Brother Salvador, that's a beautiful question. I physically felt the hand of God at a pivotal moment in my life and then heard him speak out loud. You see, my sister Betty, a brilliant PhD nurse, absolutely brilliant, did the unthinkable. She bought a gun and she used it on herself. And when my mother told me that, I physically felt a caress across my broken heart. I heard out loud, "I've got her, she's mine," louder than that. And then the peace, that indescribable peace that passes understanding, I don't know that there's a word, an earthly word, that truly describes that heavenly experience, but I never before or since have physically felt the hand of God caress my heart. I've never heard a loud, audible voice. I've heard that quiet murmur on the inside and the Spirit speaking, but never that loud, audible voice and that peace that passes understanding. Nobody can deny that I had an amazing encounter with God. And in that moment, I went from knowing about God to knowing God.
What?
That's right.
Man. Grace
that's
is
enough to reach out to us, and he gives us what we need, because I would have believed that I'm sorry she committed the unpardonable sin. I'm sorry she's in hell. I would have believed that. But my father knew enough what I needed to hear, and he said, "Oh, she's mine. I've got her. And I trust him because he cannot lie. He will not lie. He cannot lie. And I trust him." And I think that story's not just for me. It's for anybody who's had a suicide experience with a friend or a family member in their lifetime.
In the midst of grief and chaos in your life, have there been other times that God revealed himself to you to establish a deep connection with you?
Yeah. As a kid, Mother taught me, "You're never alone. Hold his hand, he'll hold yours back." So that was just growing up. I was taught that I was never alone, that he was physically there. The reason the book is named Dance with Jesus.
Yeah. What do these words mean to you?
Yeah. Great question. I lost my youngest son 7 years ago, the last night of spring break, Brother Salvador, and you know, that's not a phone call a mother ever expects to get. His uncle had passed away, and his uncle was almost 80. You expect that, but that was the last place I saw Kyle, was at his uncle's funeral. And we had Kyle's service planned for the following week. In the morning of Kyle's service, I had a dream. And in that dream, Kyle was dressed in his blue jeans, his Scooby-Doo shirt, his blazer, so he was in an official hockey function. And up against the wall, two hockey sticks were crossed, propped up against the wall. And think deep squat. Kyle was in a, looked like a deep squat with his arms out in front of him, circling, dancing. So just way down low, dancing. And Jesus was mirror image dancing just like Kyle. And when Jesus saw me,
praise God,
he physically stood up, extended his arm, and pointed at me and said, "This is to bring you great joy." I taught him how. I taught him how to dance. So that's where the name of that book came from. Isn't it beautiful?
It's beautiful. And I'll borrow some of your words from the book that when we people say that they've lost someone, we know they're not lost. We know where that person is, right? Yeah, and when that solace is found, it's then and not only then that the memories of that abundance of love is intact, and it's then that you can, as you've said, breathe life back into that child instead of having them squander in our own angst and our own doubts. What steps have you, Susan, have you taken to overcome the pain and loss, you know, to come out victorious?
That's a really, really, really good question. You know, I started calling it the Texas two-step because I realized that there were two things I had to do, and I'm native Texan, so there you go. I had to look to the story of others. I wanted to know what others had done so that had experienced loss. So Don Piper's 90 Minutes in Heaven, I needed to read that. And his description of the heavenly gates and the experience there was sustaining and life-changing. And all the different grief books that I could put my hands on, I devoured them. But the one thing that I found was grief whacked my attention span. So I would have to do little bitty short snippets. I couldn't read a big heavy book. It needed to be something little, quick, easy to read, easy to digest. So I saw the example of others, whether it was a book or two of my friends who'd lost their sons and were living. They were living. So I knew if they could, I could.
We are here with a KNLE exclusive. We have Susan B. Mead, author of the new book, Dance with Jesus, From Grief to Grace. I'd like to put out a special thanks to Heather Huzovic of the Finn Partners and Sharon Farnell of Finn Partners. For if it was not for them, then Susan B. Mead and I would not be getting together today on this interview. So thank you very much for Heather and Sharon of Finn Partners. And also another thanks to Morgan James Faith Publishers for putting out such a great book for those globally to benefit from the experience that Susan had. And now we'll continue with our interview.
Good. So that was step one. Step two was I had to know what God said about comforting his children who mourned. So I became a very good friend of Bible Gateway. Because I could word search mourning. I could word search loss. I could see every single scripture in every single English translation and get in there and get comforted by the Word of God. And if I needed to, I could look up a verse there and then get into my own Bible and just dig through and read. But I needed to know what God said about he comforts those who mourn. You know, he turns my mourning into joy and into dancing. And it's just so critical because what I knew was if I did not renew my mind, I would stay broken. And the Word of God is how I had to renew my mind and come out of that dark spot. So that Texas two-step was looking to others and looking to God to renew my mind and change my thinking and take me out of that broken abyss.
Mm. Praise God. All glory to God, right?
Yes, sir. Without him, what's the purpose? I wouldn't have understood how to cope.
Right now, God is speaking to my soul, Susan, and he's telling me to tell you something that I wasn't able to tell you until this point. And I wasn't able to tell Heather, and I've had it on my heart for about a year now. But I will say from this point forward, feel free to quote me on this one, that when we take one step forward and two steps back, and we think that we've lost the step, that we've gained a dance. Okay, a year ago, I wrote that down. I've been telling it to a lot of my friends and everybody since, getting them to laugh. And then Heather Husovic from Fin Partners tells me about your book. And she says, and then I thought to myself, do I write that in the book review? And I said, no.
Yes.
If God puts it on my heart and he speaks to me and shows me his heart as I'm speaking with you, I'm going to say, feel free to use that and quote me on that. And when you take one step forward and two steps back, and you think you've lost a step, with Christ, you've gained a dance.
Oh, that's beautiful.
and remember, you know, above all is God, right? When you pray, no answer is perhaps the answer. And as I've seen on your Twitter, if you hear a no, then that's an eternal yes in heaven, it could be. And that made me think, we're hugged by God's grace. And if I shall borrow the words from Dance with Jesus, Susan, his arms have been around you, Susan, as you've walked through some trying times. And Susan, he has been healing the depths of your wounds to through this book get to those who need it. And Susan, God has carved his grace on your heart as the image of Kyle dancing with Jesus, along with God's name on your heart, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
Susan, I prayed God continues to bless you and bestow favor on you. And as you sleep or rest, that he is sitting with you, you as his child, on the throne of God's grace, being his presence.
Okay, I'm speechless now. That's beautiful.
Well, listeners and Susan, we have Susan made here. We have a KNLE exclusive, Dance with Jesus, From Grief to Grace. And it's published by Morgan James and Heather Husovic of Fin Partners has put us together. But I have to say this to listeners as well, as not only you listen on, but God listens on. Listeners, have you ever been in God's presence? Do you want to be? Did you come to this program and want to hear from the Lord today? Now, surely we're blessed to have Susan here today. So I don't want to go on and on and on, but I do want to say this before I ask Susan the next question. God said to me, he who speaks to the Lord has a heart and soul that speaks as one. And he showed me when we speak with him in prayer, it emulates that image. And he is the soul of existence itself, the love from which we come, to which we return, from love to love, from his arms back into his arms we pray. And I just like to say that I want to say, surely, you know, I believe as you, Susan, that your love story is not meant for you alone, but meant to give hope to many. And Susan, do you have programs to help people move from grief to grace?
Yes, I do. I actually am helping folks learn to tell their story, because I think when we see how far we've come and help them do that Texas two-step. Do I need to rename that to God's Texas two-step?
Oh, it could be the Texas two-step, because in Texas, everything's bigger, including God in our heart. He's shining. God is shining from our heart, man. We know that when love has no boundaries and you jump for joy in Texas, you never come down.
Sweet.
That's us with God. Our sights are on things above. Of all the questions that we've searched lifetimes for, God's provided the answers except for one, and in heaven we'll know the answer.
Yes, we will. Will it matter when we get to perfection? I'm not sure I'll have any questions left when I walk through the gate, because I'll be in absolute awe of God at that moment. I'll forget everything that I came in with.
And as we've learned through Dance with Jesus, from grief to grace, grace is amazing because it's a reflection of His Son off our face, and it's the grace is the last remnant, the conclusion of thought, the bliss that we have a greater capacity beyond this earth, boundless with God in our heart.
So beautiful. And you know what I saw, Brother Salvador, that really sealed it for me? Is 2 days after we had Kyle's service in that beautiful dream, we were down in South Louisiana. We did a memorial service for the kids at Kyle's college that couldn't come up for the funeral. And one of the girls made a banner. She got all the cell phones and cameras from all the friends and downloaded them and made a banner. And as I unrolled that banner and got just over halfway, there's a picture of Kyle in his blue jeans, his Scooby-Doo shirt, his blazer, deep squat, way down low with his hands circling in front of him, and there's one hockey stick up on the wall behind him. It's not two, and it's not mirror image with Jesus, but I'd never seen that picture until 2 days after the dream. So there was a hello God moment, if ever, in my life. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Breathtaking. Awe. That's the only way I know how to describe that moment.
Wow. It's just so amazing.
Yeah, he's a good God, isn't he?
Yeah. He's in Genesis where, and he knows we're very good too, despite Eve being framed. He knows that in Genesis where the levels of creation happened, the one after the other, and he said, "It is good, it is good, and it is good." And then after human Adam and Eve were created, he said, "It is very good."
And
a lot of people do miss that we're in His image.
Yeah. That puts a smile on my face because I can't wait to meet Him face to face. I'm not sure I'll be standing, but I look forward to that day. I look forward to that day. Not today, but in His time.
We are here with a KNLE exclusive with author Susan B. Mead. And we're talking about her new book, Dance with Jesus, From Grief to Grace, published by Morgan James Faith. And again, a special thanks to Finn Partners, to Heather Huzovic, and Sharon Farnell for putting Susan and I together for this interview. And now we're going to continue with our interview.
KNLE, Light of the Hill Country.
We are here with a KNLE exclusive with Susan B. Mead, author of the new book, Dance with Jesus, From Grief to Grace. If you've ever experienced doubt in your grief and you're looking for taking and going from that doubt and grief and loss to simple, effective ways to have and bolster a relationship with Jesus, to find joy in Jesus, then Dance with Jesus is a book to start reading. You want to learn how to gracefully and learn to dance with Jesus through scriptures and bring peace, and how through highly effective prayer strategies to bring faith and hope and sensitize yourself to the love of Jesus, to bring you closer, to be transformed. Dance with Jesus is a book to start reading. If you want to learn how to use both scripture and beautiful stories of others who have walked similar paths to shine light from your path, build hope to the Lord in you, Dance with Jesus. If you want to, and I'll put this in my words, if you want to be that horse that can't be led to water, to drink the water, then be that horse at least that will be led to that water to look in the reflection long enough to see yourself and behind you, Jesus back support you. Be thinking these words that we've talked about with today with Susan as far as the loss and how she came back from the black abyss. Oh, wow. I'm just getting chills down the back of my spine, Susan. Wow. Like when your sports team, when the Longhorns or the Texans or the Cowboys score.
Yeah, awesome.
Susan, I pray, you know, continuous grace your way and continuous joy. And would you close us in prayer and close our show in prayer today?
I'd be honored to. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you seeking your face, your mercy, your grace, your peace, and your abundant love. We know that you say we are very good and you take pleasure in us. And you also say that you comfort those who mourn. So thank you, Father God, for reaching your mighty hand down and holding us up so close to you that we can feel your heartbeat. You feel ours. You are ours. And we praise your mighty name. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done for us in our lifetime. And today, we pray mercy on those who need mercy. Mm. Your peace and calm be with those who need your peace and calm and your presence with each one of us. To your glory and honor. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you very much for being with us today, Susan.
Thank you. And, you know, Brother Salvador, I so appreciate the opportunity to be here with you today. And you've suggested folks get the book and learn more. And I'd love to suggest that they go to dancewithjesus.com and see where they can get the book. It's available wherever books are sold. But if they'd like to join the dance, go to dancewithjesus.com.
Yeah, what I like about Dance with Jesus also is it could fit in your back pocket. It could fit in your front pocket. It could fit in your purse without overburdening it. And it has in it what matters, and it's only 1/4 inch thick. It's very inviting with open pages and questions at the end of each section. And these questions, unlike some books where you gotta kind of look, read between the lines to see the question and then be hooked to the next page, these are flat out, you know, heart stomping, gut wrenching, introspective questions that help you grow in your grief and do what the subtitle says. It's hard to believe that all in one small book, such a big, well, not really, I guess, with God behind it, right?
Right.
Well, thank you for again. Thank you again, Sister Susan, for being on the show.
Brother Salvador, I am honored, absolutely honored and thrilled to be on an exclusive with your listeners here today. It's such a pleasure at KNLE-FM to be with you today. So thank you very much for inviting me. I'd love to come back if it's right for you and your audience.
Definitely. We'll definitely have you back to see how things are going in about 4 or 5 months.
Beautiful.
Great. Great. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And there you have it. And there you have it. Oh, you're going to say something, Sister Susan?
Oh, I just said it. This is fun.
Yeah, it is fun. We're dancing. You've shown us. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. And there you have it.
I have to edit some of that.
No, this is great. This is great. Oh gosh, God wants it to happen. It's meant to be. We're not only saying what counts,
right,
but what matters most.
And you know what? God is good, and He shows up, and He holds our hands, and He holds our hearts, and that takes us from that grief to that graceful spot, and that's when we just fall madly head over heels in love with Him. Mm. At least that's what's happened for me and so many others.
Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And there you have it on the Inside View Show.
This has been a Candle 88 exclusive.